Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
So, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yuma Daf Nun. We begin 11 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mubit, typically, why can't you conclude regarding the topic we had begun yesterday? We had a Shaila. The Kohen Gadol brought his par Kohen Gadol, which is actually a Chatos. It's mechaper for himself, it's mechaper on his family and on his fellow Kohanim. He brought the carbon, he did the Shechita, and then he was mace. The question is whether the substitute, Kohen Gadol, can go just pick up where he left off, or does he have to begin with a new par, anew? That was the Shaila we presented yesterday. Says the Gemara, well, why can't he conclude with clarity on the Shaila based on another factor, a factor which we hadn't yet discussed? You see, yesterday's discussion revolved around the question of definition. How do we define the word par? Torah says Aaron must bring a par. Does it mean a live animal? Well, even the dam, which was remaining from the previous Kohen Gadol, is that sufficient? That was the discussion yesterday. Says the Gemara, you have another factor to factor in, which will lead you to a clear conclusion that it actually doesn't work. You can't just pick up in the middle of the Hakrovas HaPar, the Hakrovas HaChatas. Says the more 11 lines from the top, but typically, you can conclude that it doesn't work. Why? Because the Chatas Shemesu Baleohi. Keep in mind, this is a Chatas whose owner passed away. And what is Halacha? We learned this from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Chatas Shemesu Baleohi. What happens to a Chatas whose owner passes away? See, the Chatas is so inherently connected to its owner. It's coming to atone for a chet, for an avera. He has no owner. Lamisa azla. It's left to die. You can't be makriv this chatas left over by the previous Kohen Gadol. He has to bring a new one. What's your shaila? Of course it doesn't work. It's the other fellow's chatas, not yours. Omar li Ravin barav ada. He said, li Rava. What did he tell Rava? You should know that your own Talmidim, Amri Talmidecha, your own Talmidim, saying the name of Omar of Amram, quote Rav Amram as follows. That concern doesn't apply here. Because a par Kohen Gadol is not a private carbon. Keep in mind, although he actually pays for it, par Kohen Gadol is funded by the Kohen Gadol. He's considered the owner. He does the smicha. He's the first one to get kapara, the first vidui for himself. That's true. But his fellow kohanim will benefit from this carbon as well. The kapara extends to all echav hakohanim. And therefore, says Rav Amram, it's a chatas tzibur. It's a communal chatas. Chatas tzibur hi v'loy limisa azla. A communal chatas never has this concern. When Hurriya says, ein tzibur meisim. The community is an internal entity. They never die out. We're guaranteed that Klal Yisrael will live on eternally. In this case as well, we're speaking about a par which is meant to address the Kohanim. They're like a shevet on their own. The Gemara of Vastra also uses a similar term when it comes to a shevet. Gemira, we have a tradition, shifta loy kola. There can never be a termination to a shevet. Every shevet is eternal. Every aspect of Klal Yisrael, just like in totality, Klal Yisrael as a community is eternal. Likewise, every aspect, every shevet in Klal Yisrael is eternal. And in this case, since the par Kohen Gadol isn't his private carbon, all Kohanim achieve kapara from this carbon. It's considered a carbon tzibur. In which case, even if one of the owners passes away, such as the Kohen Gadol in our case, there are still other owners to pick up the carbon. And in concept as well. The concept of Misa doesn't apply to a tzibur. It's a communal carbon belonging to a communal entity which lives on forever. Therefore, says the Gemara, we resolved your shaila. What was the question? Kohen Gadol A brought the carbon, passes away. Can Kohen Gadol B pick it up? No, he can't because it's a chatus whose owner passed away. No. That's not the case. The owner of this chatas is who? The tzibur, the entire community. and therefore the concept of Misa doesn't apply. It is not considered like a Chatos Shemesu Ba'alo. And therefore we have the question, the valid question presented yesterday, whether or not the second Kohen Gadol could just pick it up where he left off. This Nun, what do we see? What do we prove this concept from? How do we find that anybody will hold that a par Yom Kippur is considered a carbon tzibur despite the fact that technically it's funded by the Kohen Gadol? He brings it in. He's the primary miskaper. No, says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you from our mission. It's not. Omaloi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir turns to the Tanna Kamma, when the Tesefta is identified as Rabbi Yehuda. Now Tanna Kamma presented a halacha, a formula as follows. You want to know which type of carbon will be Doicha Shabbos, will be Doicha Tumah, has the ability to override any Shabbos or Tumah concerns? It must be a carbon tzibur, as opposed to a carbon yochid, doesn't have that capacity. Rabbi took issue with that fact. He says, it doesn't always hold true. I'm going to provide you with three examples of a carbon yochid, which will be brought on Shabbos, will be brought betumah as well. Apparently, you can't set tzibur and yochid as the criterion regarding the ability to b'deicha Shabbos v'tum. Amar Rav Meir, I'll prove to you otherwise. V'aloi par Yom Kippurim, the par that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur, v'chavitei Kohen Gadol, these are the menachas, the mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every morning. U'pesach, that's the third example, a carbon Pesach. All these are what? They're karbonis yachid. The carbon yachid who? And still v'deichin esa Shabbos v'satuma. The Pai Kohen Gadol is born in Kippur, a day of Isra Malachar. Chavit Kohen Gadol are a daily carbon. Pesach, you bring even b'Shabbos, even b'tuma. Apparently, even a carbon yachid can be brought b'Shabbos or b'tuma. So don't depend it on carbon yachid and carbon tzibur. That's Rav Meir speaking. End quote. Okay? So how does that pertain to us? Apparently, says the Gemara, the wording of Rav Meir implied that there is another shita on the other side of the fence who disagrees, who chooses to view these karbanos, rather than being carbon yachid, he chooses to treat them like a carbon tzibur. And this backs his approach to things, that the ability to be doicha Shabbos v'tumah is because it's a carbon tzibur. Lav michlal de'ika. Apparently there is another opinion that holds the tzibur. These things are considered carbon tzibur. And what's the first one on the list? Par Kohen Gadol, Par Yom Kippur. There is a shita, a Tanna Kamma, that is considered a carbon tzibur. And this is a raya to our contention. Par Yom Kippur, Par Arin, Par Kohen Gadol, however you call it, it's called a carbon tzibur, and therefore even if the first Kohen Gadol is mace, it's still a kosher or carbon. And this was presented to Rava in the name of Rav Amram. Payam Kippurim is a carbon tzibur. Says Rava, that's not right. You can't make a diuk from this mission that anybody holds as such. That anybody holds that a Payam Kippur is a carbon tzibur. Because according to your way of thinking, let's proceed further in that mission. Daktani. The mission says, Omar Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov as well took issue with Tanna Kamma. He says, look, you're presenting this din based on your criterion, based on this set of rules that it depends if it's carbon yachid, it's not doicha Shabbos or tumah. Carbon tzibur is. I will present you with three examples of a carbon tzibur, which is not doicha Shabbos v'tumah. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, v'loi par helam davar shel tzibur. Here we have a carbon tzibur, a par, which the tzibur needs to bring when the bezdin ruled erroneously that they can do an iser, eat chela, for instance. It turns out they were mistaken, that tzibur will bring a par helam. It was concealed from them. So they bring a par helam davar shel tzibur. This is a carbon tzibur. Or usirei avodas kochav. Similar example. Suppose they were oivad avodah zarah erroneously. They bring a par la'oila, a sar l'chatos. V'chagiga. This is a carbon that everybody will bring on Yom Tov. Three examples of the carbon tzibur. They're all communal kabbarnis. Ve'ein deichen. Lo yisah shabbos, lo yisah tumah. But they don't have the ability to be doicha Shabbos v'tuma. Says Rabbi Yaakov Tanakama, how could you say that the ability to be doicha Shabbos v'tuma depends on whether it's a Karban Yochid, in which case it won't be doicha, Karban Tzibur will. Here are three examples, Karban Tzibur, which are not doicha Shabbos v'tuma. End quote. How does this pertain to us? This is Rabbi responding. So the way you learned the first part of the Mishnah, says Rava, the Rameyer was responding to a Tanakam, who held differently, who apparently held differently than him. Here as well, Rabbi Yaakov, who was speaking to a Tanakam, held differently than him. He disagreed with the classification of these karbonis. Mechlal de ikalim ad omar. Is there anybody that holds the Yachid? These three examples, Parhilim Dover, Seiri Avedazor, and Chagiga, are to be considered a Karban Yachid? That can't be. There is no such Shita. It's impossible. This is Rava speaking. Apparently, there was never a difference of opinion as to how to classify these various Karbanis. It wasn't a question of whether the list presented by Rav Meir, those Karbanis, which according to him were Karbanis Yachid, that the Tanakam would disagree with that definition and consider the Karban as Tzibur? Would consider a Pariyam Kippur and a Karban Tzibur? Never! Just as there was nobody disagreeing with Rabbi Yaakov, with Rabbi Yaakov's statement, with his presentation, bringing these three examples of Karban as Tzibur, there's nobody that's going to hold it. These things are Karban as Siachid? How could you even entertain that thought that a Parhilim Davadi Tzibur is a Karban Yachid? Of course not. It's no shy. So what then was the matter of discussion here? Ella, of course, all agree that the first examples of Rav Meir represented Karbanis Yachid. The more recent examples of Rav Yaakov represented Karbanis Tzibur. And all agree that a Payam Kippur is a Karban Yachid. Ella l'tanakam k'mahadale. He was simply responding to Tanakam. This is Rav Meir. The Shami, he got word that Hanakama was presenting the aloha as follows. The Ka'amar, Karban Tzibur Deichas HaShabbos. He meant to know a communal carbon has the ability to override Shabbos. Ve'ez HaTum. Ve'Karban Yachid. Eino Deiche. Lo'ez HaShabbos, Lo'ez HaTum. As opposed to Karban Yachid, which doesn't have that ability. You see, Hanakama presented it in that way because the vast majority of Karban Tzibur are Deiche Shabbos V'Tum. And the vast majority of Karban Yachid are not doicha Shabbos v'tumah. But Ramey responded, he says, I take issue with your wording, with your choice of wording. Why? Because it's not really etched in stone. You can't set that as the criterion. It's not so. We have exceptions. Amar Rabbi Meir, look, Karban Yachid Klolu, is that a rule, a set rule, that a Karban Yachid cannot be doicha Shabbos v'tumah? I'll give you three examples of Karban Yachid, which are the Cheshavas V'tum. V'alei Pariyam Kippur, which is a Karban Yachid. V'chavit HaKohen Gadol, which is a Karban Yachid. U'Pesach, which is the Karban Yachid. And still, V'doich HaShabbos V'tum. That Doich HaShabbos V'tum. So that's what Rabbi Meir meant to say. There was no shaila as to how I'm meant to define these Karbanas, whether they're Yachid or Tzibur. All agree these things are Karban Yachid, including the Pariyam Kippur. He was simply challenging the Tanakama's choice of words. You say only a Karban Tzibur is Deicha Shabbos V'tumah, not a Karban Yachid. Here you have three examples, Karbanis Yachid, which are Deicha Shabbos V'tumah. The Mishnah proceeds further to Rabbi Yaakov. He also took issue with Tanakama's formula. V'am le'Rabbi Yaakov. What's the other side of your equation? Karban Tzibur is always Deicha Shabbos V'tumah? Really? I'll give you some clear examples, exceptions to the rule. Vamos a Yaakov, Kerbet Zibur Klalu? Is that a klal that Kerbet Zibur is always Deicha Shabbos Betuma? Listen to this. Valoi Parelam Davashel Tzibur. Usir Rabbi Dezara. Right? These two karbonis, which are presented and paid for by the Tzibur. Par helam davashal tzibur, usir rabbi diskechavim, v'chagiga, the carbon tziburu, these things are carbon tzibur. Why is it chagiga, carbon tzibur? The more later will tell us, because it's bought communally, brought communally. So these are all examples of carbonis tzibur, and still, they're not doichah Shabbos v'tumo, despite the fact that they're carbonis tzibur, v'ein doichan lo yisa Shabbos lo yisa tumo. So I take issue with the way you presented the halacha. It's not dependent upon whether it's Karban Yachad or Karban Tzibur. Ella, the Gemara concludes, Rav Meir and Yaakov both concur that you must present the guidelines a bit differently. Ella Nekoit Hai Klola B'Yachad, rather adopt the following formula. It's not dependent upon Yachad or Tzibur. Rather, it depends whether it has a set, fixed, appointed time. Kol She Zman Kavua, it has a Zman Kavua. This carbon will override Shabbos, override Tumah, even if it's a carbon yachid, such as a par kohen gadol, chavita kohen gadol, or carbon pesach. As opposed to something which does not have a set, fixed time. V'kol she'ein zman kavua, ein deicha, lo yisa Shabbos, v'lo yisa Tumah, v'afilu b'tzibur. Even these carbons, tzibur, par helam davar shel tzibur, si'iri avid zora, Chagiga, they won't override Shabbos v'tumah. You know where we learn this halacha from? B'moyandai. Torah tells us, for instance, a tamid, a daily carbon. It has a zman kavua, has a set appointed time. You're meant to bring it despite the prevailing circumstances of tumah, or even on Shabbos. B'moyandai, and it's appointed time. And we extend that allowance, that capacity, to all other kabbonis, which, like a carbon tamid, have a zman kavua, appointed a fixed zman, as opposed to a carbon which can be brought at any time. That won't justify overriding Shabbos v'tumah. So it has nothing to do with yachar tzibur, rather whether or not it's kavua and zman. So in conclusion, Rava negated the raya from this mission. You see, let's backtrack a bit. We had a kasha today. How can you even suggest that the second Kohen Gadol will take over the power of the first Kohen Gadol, whose owner died? It's a Chatas Shemesa Baaleo. It goes Lamisa. The Gemara responded, here it's different. It's a Chatas Tzibur, which this concept, on which this concept doesn't apply. We'll prove that it's a Chatas Tzibur. We have a Mishnah, where we seem to have a Machlekes, as to how to define the power of Yom Kippur. Rav Meir said it's a carbon yachad. Apparently, Tanakhama disagrees. It's a carbon tzibur. That's the way the Gemara initially thought. And this was the point of that discussion. How to classify the Parakot Yom Kippurim and the Chavitah Kohen Gadol and the Pesach. Rav Meir says it's a carbon yachad. Tanakhama disagrees. Rav responds, not so fast. Perhaps there's no discussion as to how to classify these things. That wasn't the point of debate here. We have some Karbanis Yachid, which all agree a Karbanis Yachid. Included on that list is a Par Kohen Gadol, because he owns it. It's funded by the Kohen Gadol. We have some cases of Karbanis Tzibur. There's no Shaila of what these things are. It was just a question of wording, of semantics. Tanakhama presented a certain formula as to what does or doesn't override Shabbos v'tumah, and Rav Meir Yaakov simply took issue with his wording. It's not Yachar or Tzibur related, rather, it's a question if it has Azman Kavua, then it's Deicha Shabbos V'tumah, and otherwise it's not. So conclusion, what is Deicha Shabbos V'tumah? We have three cases of a Karbin Yachid, which are Deicha Shabbos V'tumah, Parayim HaKippurim, Chavit HaKohen Gadol and Pesach. On the other hand, three examples of Karbin Tzibur, which are not Deicha Shabbos V'tumah, because they don't have a set time. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, Siyavar Dezara, and Karbin Chagig. Continues the Gemara, Eisvei Abaye. Abaye challenged Rava from a Braisa, but we see clearly Par Kohen Gadol is a carbon tzibur. Braisa says, Par Visor Shlem Kippurim, the Par of the Kohen Gadol, or the Sir, that's a Sir Lashem, as opposed to Sir Lazazel. Sha'avdu, if these carbonates went missing, V'hifreshach Cherem Tachtein, he set aside another carbon as a substitute, and he brought those as a carbon, and then the original ones showed up. Kulam yamusu, they're meant to die. Why? Because we know there are five chatois that go lemisa. We learn this Melech HaMashiach is Sinai, a vlad chatos, an offspring, a tmuras chatos. If you take a carbon and you set an animal next to it, and you say, well, this new animal should substitute, should be a replacement for the first carbon, it's a tmura. That acquires Kedusha as well. But a tmura's chatos goes lemisa. Third thing on the list is a chatos whose owner passed away. The next would be a chatos whose owner already used another carbon for kapara. Or a chatos which is past the year old. So we have a group of five chatois which go lemisa based on Halacha Moshe Sinai. Here we have a chatos whose owners had already used another carbon for kapara. Kulam imusu, the original ones, go lemisa. Something applies to a Sar Avodah Zarah, was mentioned earlier. If the Tzibur served Avodah Zarah betos as a result of a Hayudra Asbezen, they bring a Parla Oila, Sar Lachatos. If it went missing, and they took another one instead, and what Mischapra from the new one? And the first one showed up, Kulam and Musa, the original ones go to Misa, the Rabbi Yudah, who holds that even a Chatos Tzibur goes to Misa under these circumstances. As opposed to Rabbi Lazar of Shimon Oimrim, they say no. Because Halacha Moshe Messina says, we have a group of five potential situations which leads the Chatas to Misa. That only applies to Chatas Yachid, which can potentially have those five scenarios. But when it comes to Tzibur, they don't have Tzmura. So there's no concept of Tzmura's Chatas by Tzibur, and therefore, since one item on that list is not applicable, entire group doesn't apply to Tzibur as well. This was a Kabbalah that Reb Shimon was Mekalel from his Rebbeim. It's either all or nothing. Therefore, they say, even this Chatas, whose owner had already used another carbon, instead, doesn't go to Misa, rather, Yiru, Achi Yistavu, let them pass on until they get a Mum, V'yimachru, let them be sold, V'yipul Dei Mainland Dava, and money will fall to the Nedava of the Mizbeach. She'ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa, there's no concept of Chatas, which is Mesa, when it's a carbon Tzibur. In any case, what pertains to us is that we call a Pariyam Kippurim a Chatas Tzibur. There's a raya against Rav, who considered it a Chatas Yachid. Amalei Rava responds, my par. When the Brisa says, par v'sar, we're not speaking of par of Yom Kippur. Par helom tova shel Tzibur. We're speaking about the par that the Tzibur brings when they over an Avera. Not the par Kayin Gadol, which is a carbon Yachid. This is a par Tzibur. What do you mean? The Brisa says, Par Vesar Shlem Kippurim. Kik Tani Ad Sar. And the Brisa says, Shlem Kippurim, speaking about the second item on the list, the Sar. But the first item, the Par, is speaking about Par Helm Dabash Al Tzibur, which is certainly a carbon Tzibur. Okay, Vatanya. But look at the next Brisa. Par Shlem Kippurim. Clear. Par Arim Kippurim. Par Kohen Gadol. Vesar Shlem Kippurim. She Avdu, which went missing. And once again, Vifesh Acherim Tachteyim. And he took other ones, Acherim, and his mafresh instead of them, and brought the other ones instead. Then the first ones show up, Kulam Yemusu, they go to Misa, Devar Yehuda. Rogelaz of Shimon Oimrim, they say, no, it's a Chatas Tzibur, there's no Misa. Yiru, let them pasture, actually stop until they get a mum. V'yimachru, had them sold. V'yiplu, Dmeya, and Nadav. His money will be used for Nadav. She'ein, Chatas Tzibur Mesa, they hold. There's no concept of a Chatas Mesa when it's a carbon Tzibur. Clearly, Par Yom Kippur is called a Chatas Tzibur. So now Rava concedes, as you write. I'm going to revert from my Shita. Par Kohen Gadol is not a Chatas Yachid. It's a communal carbon, which case, even if the first Kohen Gadol dies, the concept of Misa doesn't apply by a communal entity. Ain't Tzibur Mesim, and there's no concern regarding the second Kohen Gadol, just picking up where he left off. But, says Rava, I do take issue with one thing. Just change your terminology. Loi teimash ein chatas tzibur meisa. Rather than referring to it as a chatas tzibur and say, Pariyam Kippur is a chatas tzibur and therefore there's no misa, change that a bit. I have a semantics issue. Ela eimo, rather say, shein chatas hashutfen meisa. Say it's a chatas hashutfen. It's owned by partners. And therefore, it doesn't go to misa. Now, what's an afkamina? Halachically, there's no difference whether it's called a carbon tzibur or it's referred to as a carbon shutfin because it's jointly owned by all the kohanim. It's a communal entity. There's no misa here because the tzibur doesn't die. So what was Rav's concern? What halachic difference is there whether you refer to it as a tzibur or shutfin? Says in what you write, it has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. The side point here, Rav was concerned that if you refer to it as a carbon tzibur, perhaps the Talmidim will erroneously conclude that the Kohanim are considered like a kohal, like a community on their own with respect to a different halacha. When the tzibur eats chelav on account of a hayro of bezin, they bring a par helam davish al tzibur. What if the bezin of Kohanim instructed them to do so? They don't bring a par helam davish al tzibur because Kohanim are not considered a kohal in this respect. It only applies to a shevet who inherited an achal netz yisrael. They're considered their own community, as opposed to Kohen, who don't have this halacha. Now, says Rava, if you're going to refer to the par kohen gadol, which is something that benefits, that's mechaper, for all the kohanim, you're going to refer to that as a carbon tzibur, perhaps somebody will conclude from here that even kohanim are considered like a shevet of ne'atzman, and should they eat chelev on account of the psak of their bezin, they'll bring a par helam dover, which is not true. Therefore, just be careful with your choice of words. Refer to it as a par shutfin, rather than a par tzibur. But in any case, when it comes to our Gemara, even Rava seems to agree at this point that a par kohen gadol, although it's funded by kohen gadol, but since it benefits all the kohanim, they have a balos on the kapara, it's considered a communal entity, a communal carbon, in which case, even if the kohen gadol is mace, the tzibur is still alive, and you can proceed with the akrova. Continues Gemara Tashma. Let us bring a raya that our approach to that first mishnah there was the correct approach. Let's backtrack a second. The Gemara was looking to prove that Par Yom Kippur is a carbon tzibur. Rav Meir says it's a carbon yachad. Apparently, he's addressing a Tanna Kamma who disagrees and holds it's a carbon tzibur. That was the raya. Rava disagreed with the raya. All agree it's a carbon yachad. There is no shita. At that point, there is no shita that holds a carbon tzibur. Let's bring a raya. A raya that our approach, the Mishnah, was the correct one. The boy, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, although he was an Amira, we're going to present him as a kasha on Rava. Apparently, Rabbi Elazar was saying things in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. In any case, we see that there are many others who concur with our approach to the Mishnah, that there is another shita contained in that Mishnah. Tanakama holds it's a carbon tzibur. As opposed to Rava, who maintain in that Mishnah, all agree it's a carbon yachad. The boy, Rabbi Elazar, who divrei omer, par yom kippurim carbon yachid, according to that shita of Rabbi Meir, who clearly says that Par Yom Kippur is a carbon yachid because it's funded by the Kohen Gadol. Now I have a shaila. We know that only a carbon yachid can generate tzmura. We mentioned this earlier, the pasuk says, im ha-mer yomer, only an individual owner, an individually owned carbon can generate tzmura, but not a communally owned carbon, or a carbon owned by partners. So I have a shaila, says Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Meir, that a par kohen gadol is a carbon yachid, oyse tzmura, oy ein oyse tzmura. Can it generate a tzmura or not? End quote. We're going to get to that in a second. Mara is going to elaborate on the svaris, why yeah, why no. But in any case, we see from here that Rabbi Elazar certainly adopted our view to that Mishnah. Lav mechlal de'ikalamanda omar de tzibur. Isn't it pretty clear that there is another shita in that Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar says, according to Rabbi Meir, that it's a carbon yachid, what about tzibur? Apparently, there's a Tanakama who holds it's a carbon tzibur. It's pretty clear from the wording of Rabbi Elazar that there is another shita. Says Rabbi Meir, no. Not necessarily. Why? Mechlal de'ikalamanda omar de shutfin. Rabbi Elazar's words can simply be implying that there's another shita. Tanakama will hold that it's a partnership. It's a shutfus, not a tzibur. Par Yom Kippur is owned by a shutfus by the Kohen. So you have no raya that there's a shita that holds tzibur. Now, what's the difference if it's tzibur or shutfus? Regarding our discussion, whether the concept of misa will apply, there's no difference whether it's tzibur or shutfin. Either way, it won't apply. So what's the nafkamina? So the truth is that Tosis on the bottom of Amud Aleph goes into discussion regarding Tumah Chubit Tzibur, and it seems that that would be the Nafkamina between a carbon tzibur, where we apply the concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur, we grow to great lengths just to be matur. We don't have to look for kahanim tahirim when we have them available. We just do it b'tumah, as opposed to a carbon shudfin, where even though it's doicha Shabbos b'tumah because it has a set time, but midi rabbanon we prefer to use kahanim tahirim. Okay, so that's enough community between tzibur and shudfin. In any case, we don't have a kasha on Rava. We haven't proven that there's any shita that holds differently than him, and a shita that really holds it's a carbon seal. Okay, let's go back to Rabbi Lezer's shayla. Gufa, we just said, boy Rabbi Lezer, l'divra oimer, pariyam kippurim carbon yachid. According to Rabbi Meir, who maintains that a pariyam kippur is considered a carbon yachid because it's funded by the Kohen Gadol, the shayla is, oy se tmura, oy eina se tmura. Can it generate tmura or not? What's the pshat in the shayla? What are the two sides of the equation? Meaning, it's pretty clear that the kohanim get kapara from this carbon, and as such, you should consider it a carbon of a shudfin, and therefore there should be no tmura option here. Makim boyle, what's the shayla? Is it as follows? Ibasar Magdish Azlinon is the question whether you meant to focus on the person who's Magdish the carbon, which is the Kohen Gadol, in which case it's carbon Yachid. Ibasar Meskap Azlinon, or do we focus on those deriving Kapora from this carbon, which in this case are the Kohen, in which case we will classify it as a carbon Shutfin and there's no Tmura? Was this the basis for Beleza's Shiloh? Do we focus on the Meskapa or the Magdish? Pshita, it's clearly clear. The basam is chaper as linen. When it comes to tmura, we always focus on the one getting kapara. And since the kohanim are receiving kapara from this par, it's a carbon tzibur. There's no shutfus here. There's no tmura here. How do I know? The Amar Ravo, Amar B'yechanan, he told us three halachis, which are really not so related to each other, except that they all refer to cases where one person did something on behalf of the other. And one of these three halachis will pertain to us. So Rabbi Yechon says like this. Number one, Hamagdish Moisif Chemish. Suppose Reuven set aside the carbon for Shimon. So Reuven is the Magdish. And Shimon is getting the Kapara. And Reuven wants to redeem, wants to do Pidyon. The halach is that the Baalim has to add a fifth when he's paid. Who's the Baalim here? The original Magdish, or perhaps the recipient, the one who's getting kapara. Ha magdish moisif chemish. It's a din on the magdish. Ha meschaper is about tmura. The second halacha is that when it comes to tmura, creating a substitute carbon, that relates to the kapara of the carbon, the kedusha of the kapara, in which case, who's the caretaker of the kapara? Who's the baal of the kapara? The meschaper, which in this case is Shimon, who's getting kapara from this animal, he will make tmura. His tmur is effective, although it's usher, but it works. Whereas the Magdish, the original owner, he has no ability to make tmur. We see clearly that when it comes to tmur, we focus on the miskap. Okay, we'll get back to that in a second. Thirdly, says Rabbi Yechon, v'atoyrem mishaloi ashachaveroi, toves hanoa shaloi. Suppose Reuven sets aside some grain to be toyrem on Shimon's crop, and now it's a question of getting a tip from the Kohen's grandfather, who's a Yisrael, who was looking to supply his grandson, the Kohen, with some truma. So who gets the tip? Who's eligible to get the Toves Hana, this bonus payoff, from the grandfather? The Torah, the one who actually set aside the truma. Okay, so three halachas we learned regarding cases where you're doing something on behalf of somebody else. What's in the Geatas is the middle halach. Tumura is linked to the miskapar. He makes the tumura. He's the baal of the kapara. And tumura relates to the kapara of the carbon. So also Rabbi Lezer's shayla, pariyam kippurim, although funded and owned by the Kohen Gadol, the kohanim are the miskapar. It's a communal carbon. It's a partnership. Tumura only applies to a carbon yachid, not a carbon shutfin. So what's the shayla? Can you or can you not make tumura? Of course not. Lo'ilam pshitale debasim miskapar azlina. It's pretty clear to Rabbi Lazar that when it comes to tumura, the miskapar determines. In this case, we have many miskapar. So what's the shayla? V'achi kami boile. This was the shayla. To what extent do we say that the kayahanim have ownership? Is it a primary kapara that they're getting? Are they like partners? They have a chelik in the carbon? Echav kayahanim, the kviusa miskapri? Kviusa means lashon kvius, permanence. They acquired a chelik of the carbon. They're joint owners. They're miskapri as primary players. In which case, it's a shutfus. Tomorrow it won't work. Or Dilma, or perhaps Bikufya Miskapri, although they get kapara, but it's Bikufya, Rashi says, floating kapara, floating above the Kohen Gadol. He is the primary player. He is the one getting the Ika kapara. Look, he does the kapara first on himself, and then he extends kapara to his fellow Kohen. It's a secondary kapara. They're not primary factors in this carbon. And as such, we focus on the Kohen Gadol. He's the owner. He's the Magdish and the Ikar Meschaper, in which case, even when it comes to Tzmura, which depends on the Meschaper, which is linked to the recipient of Kapar, he is the primary Meschaper, not them. And therefore, we treat it as a carbon yacht. And he can make Tzmura. So that was Reb Lezer's shayla. What Ramea said, it's a carbon yacht. What did he mean? He meant, it's mamash a carbon yacht. The Ika Kapor is the Kohen, and they're just secondary Kapor, therefore he can make a Tumura, such as every other carbon Yachid can make a Tumura, or did Rameh really treat it as a carbon Shutfin? Because they all have a share in the Kapor, an equal share in the Kapor, they're all equal players. In which case, carbon Shutfin can't make a Tumura. So conclusion, what would be the halacha regarding a par Kohen Gadol, which is funded by the Kohen Gadol, but serves to be Mechaper for his fellow Kohanim? So it depends. If we treat it like a carbon sibur or a carbon shutfin, then if nischape ba'achar, suppose it went missing, it took another one instead, and they used that for kapara, and then the original one surfaced. Have machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's left to die. It's one of those chatoes amezes. Halacha Mishnah Sina says it's mez. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon hold no. A chata sibur never dies, and therefore you let it pasture, get a mum, and use the money for nadav. If the Kohen Gadol died, it can still be marked of the carbon, because it's a carbon tzibur. And we know, ein tzibur meisim, the concept of misa, doesn't apply to tzibur. A communal entity is eternal. Tmura you can't make, because it's a carbon tzibur. And only a carbon yachid can make tmura. If you hold, a par Kohen Gadol is really a carbon yachid, because he's the real owner, the other kohanim simply receive a residual kapara on account of the Kohen Gadol. Then what do you do? If it was in Schape Ba'achar, surely it's Mesa. It's one of the Heichatois HaMesas. If the Kohen Gadol died, you can still be marked of it. Why? Because once the primary owner is no longer here, now all the other Kohanim assume center stage. They become primary players. When he was around, they were just secondary to him. But once he's not around, they're all equal partners. They have an equal share in the carbon, it's a carbon tzibur, and we say ein tzibur meisim. So even though he's not around, he can still be mark of the carbon. Regarding tmura, we say, well, when the Kohen Gadol is around, it's a true carbon yachid, and you could make tmura with it. Because when he's around, all the other kehanim are merely secondary to him. They receive the kapara on account of him. It sort of trickles down to them. In which case, it's really a carbon yachid, and is eligible for tmura. Continues the Gemara Tashma. We're going to attempt to further prove that a par Yom Kippur is considered a carbon tzibur. Tashma, we're going to bring a raya from Mishnah in a brayse and tmura. Chomer bezevach b'tmura. We find chumrois by the original carbon, which are not found by the tmura. So you have a carbon, oil, chatas, etc. And using that original carbon, you generate a tmura. You say, this other animal should be a tzmura of the original, a substitute, a replacement. Halacha is, it's not that the first carbon will lose its kedusha, but there is a kedusha that's applied to the second carbon as well. It's called a tzmura. The Braisa will give us a sort of an equation. We find that the original carbon has elements of superiority not found by the copy, by the tzmura. We find that the tzmura actually has some things which put it higher than the original carbon. What chumras do we find by the original that we don't find by the copy? We find chumra by the tzmura which are not found by the original carbon. As follows. Which chumra do we find by the zevach, not found by the tzmura? The original carbon applies by yachid and by tzibur, as opposed to tzmura, which is not applicable by tzibur, as we just learned earlier. That's number one. The original carbon, if it has a set time, overrides Shabbos and tumah, but not a tzmura. Tzmura doesn't have a set time. That's number two. Voice a tzmura. The original carbon can generate tzmura, but a copy can't generate another copy. Masha'enkim b'tzmura, these things don't apply to tzmura. Conversely, we find choymer b'tzmura b'zevach. The tzmura has some sort of superiority over the zevach. How? Sha'tzmura chala al ba'mum kavua. Suppose you have an animal with a permanent blemish, he's missing a leg. You turn it into a tzmura, it works. It becomes kodesh. Kedusha is a guf to the extent that if you want to be poided, it will still retain somewhat of its original kedusha. Ve'ena yoytza l'chulin. It will not leave kedusha entirely and become chulin to the extent of ligazes, to allow it to be sheared, ve'li'ovin, to be worked with. Because it still retains some kedusha, once it has kedusha guf, it cannot be transferred into chulin completely. That's a chiddush, even though it was a balmum kavua to start with. It attains some form of kedusha guf, which doesn't allow it to be reverted to chulin completely. That's unique to tzmura. The pasuk it says tayvara even a balmum kavua, masha'enkem b'zevach, as opposed to the original carbon. If you have a balmum kavua and you designate it for oyla achatas, since it's not roy from mizbech, it never attains kedushas aguf, which by definition means an animal roy lakrava. It's not roy lakrava. We treat it like a chayfetz. Actually, says like a log. An item of monetary value. And you go ahead and sell it off and use the money for the Beis HaMikdash. End quote. So this is the price. We have three chumras by the Iker Zevach. Number one, it applies by Yachad and by Tzibur, as opposed to the Tzmura, which doesn't apply by Tzibur. The Iker Zevach is brought on Shabbos and Betumah, as opposed to the Tzmura. And the Iker Zevach can generate Tzmura, as opposed to the Tzmura. Says the moral, which carbon are we speaking about? Elim with the yachid. We're speaking about a carbon yachid, which presumably doesn't have a zman kavua, an oila you can bring any time. In that case, the brisa wouldn't apply. Mi dachi Shabbos v'tuma? Carbon yachid overrides Shabbos and tuma? So it doesn't work. Ela de tzibur. Apparently we're speaking about a carbon tzibur, which presumably has a zman kavua. So the Brice is telling you, if you have an oila, which is a carbon tzibur, that has a maila over tzmura, because an oila applies to yachad and tzibur, this type of carbon can be brought by Shabbos and Betuma, and can make a tzmura. One second. A carbon tzibur? El the tzibur? Mi is a tzmura? How can a carbon tzibur make a tzmura? We know that only a carbon yachad makes tzmura. So we're stuck. The Brice apparently is not referring to a typical carbon yachid, which is not brought by Shabbos or Betumah, nor a carbon tzibur, which doesn't generate tzmura. So what's it talking about? We're stuck. We must find some sort of carbon which will conform, will fit the bill. We found one example. El Alav de Par. Par Yom Kippur. V'doyech es ha-Shabbos es ha-Tumah. Payam Kippur, which is a chatas, and the concept of chatas applies to Yachad and Tzibur. So that's number one. V'deich es Shabbos es Hatuma. Why? The Kavela is man, has a set time. That's number two. V'oyis et Tzmura. And it can generate a Tzmura. Why? How can a Payam Kippur make a Tzmura? If it's a korban tzibur, I can't make a tzmura. Ah, here's the raya. The korban yachadu, apparently, Parim Kippur, because it's funded by Aaron HaKohen, by Kohen Gadol, is considered a korban yachad, and therefore can make a tzmura. That's a raya. The Shita is Rabbi Meir, that Parim Kippur is called a korban yachad. Says the Gemara of Sheshes, not so fast. Loi, I found another candidate for this price. Loi, Be'elo Shel Aaron. Perhaps we're speaking about the ram that Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, brings him a Kippur. It's considered his carbon. It's mechaper on him. It's an oila specific for him. Doesn't benefit anybody else, any other kehanim. In contrast to the par Kohen Gadol, which is mechaper on the kehanim, here it's just for himself. So perhaps that's what the Bryce is speaking about. We find a chumra by ail of iron over tumura, because the ail aron is an oila, which applies by yachad and by tzibur. Right? Theoretically, an oila can be a tzibur or a yachad. It's brought by Shabbos or b'tumah, has a zman, and can make a tumura, because it's a carbon yachad. Hachinam mistaver, says the Gemara. It's actually pretty plausible to assume that the Bryce is not speaking about par kohen gadol. Why? It can't be. This agadai tach depari. Because if the Bryce would have been speaking, as you suggested, would have been speaking about par kohen gadol, which is a chatas, the Bryce is contrasting the par chatas to a tmura by saying, well, tmura par chatas, the original one, is brought on Shabbos or Betumah, whereas it's tmura, the duplicate, the substitute, will not have that ability to be brought by Shabbos or Betumah. 1 second. Is that the only limitation applied to a tmura of this carbon, of a tmura's chatas? You forgot that a tmura's chatas is never brought as a carbon. A tmura's chatas is one of those five chatois hamesis. Tmura de par, the tmura of the par chatas, Shabbos v'tumah or delaydachya? Is that the only problem, that it can't be doicha Shabbos v'tumah? Ho b'choyel mikra of carbon? Implying that throughout the week you bring it as a carbon? That's not true. Ho tmura's chatasi. It's a tmura v'chatas, or tmura's chatas l'misa azla. Left to die, there's no carbon at all in that case. So if the Braisa would be speaking about a parka in Gadol, which is a chatas, how could the Braisa contrast and say, well, the original has a mile chumra, because it's brought by Shabbos of Batum, as opposed to its tmura, which doesn't have that capacity. It's not brought by Shabbos of Batum. It's never brought. Tmura's chatas goes l'misa. Apparently, the Braisa is not speaking about a paras chatas. Rather, Eloi Shalar, which is an oil, says that we're not so fast. You haven't proven anything. Loy Lampari. Perhaps the Braisa is describing the par kohen gadol, which is a chatas. So what was your shaila? How can we contrast the original with its tmura by saying the original one is brought by Shabbos u'betumah, whereas its tmura cannot be brought by Shabbos u'betumah? It can never be brought. It's a parchatas. It goes l'misa. U'may tmura, shame tmura. We're not referring to a tmura's chatas. We're contrasting the original carbon, the par kohen gadol, to the general concept of tmura. Shame tmura, the concept of tmura. Not a tmura's chatas specifically. And the Rashi says like this. In the original, par kohen gadol can be brought by Shabbos or Betumah. But generally, a tmura, a copy, cannot be brought by Shabbos or Betumah because it doesn't have a zman. But it can be brought throughout the week, provided that it's a tmura of an appropriate carbon, oiler shlam. Says the Mo'ihachi, if that's the case, that the Brice is discussing classes and groups as opposed to specific carbonis, zevach nami. So when it comes to the ikka original carbon as well, why do you have to go ahead and try to figure out which carbon we're speaking about? Parium Kippur, Ayla Aron? Just say simply, Shem Zavach. The Bryce is not speaking about a specific brand of a carbon, in which case you have to figure out which brand will conform to all these guidelines. It can be described as something which is Bid Yachar Bid Sibur and Eidecha Shabbos Atumah and Eidecha Truman, you're in trouble. You're left with one or two candidates. Just say simply, the Bryce is telling you, generally speaking, an original carbon can be Deicha Shabbos V'tumah. An original carbon can be brought B'yachad B'tzibur. In some way or another, some type of carbon, as well as Tumura. Sometimes an original carbon can make a Tumura. Tumura, if it's a carbon Yachad. I'm not speaking about the same carbon. It says more shame zevach lektonim. No, this price is not speaking about a group of karbanos, the concept of an original carbon. Rather, we're speaking about a very specific carbon. How do I know? Mimbai. Midiktani, because look at the second part of the price, which says, Choymer betmura, tmura, has a choymer over the original carbon. Shatmura chala, al balmum kavua. The tmura applies itself to even a balmum kavua. Which attains a higher form of kedusha, kedusha guf, in which case even after pidyon, it doesn't turn into chulun. You can't share it, you can't work with it, as opposed to the original carbon, where if you decide to be ma'alish b'amum kavua, it doesn't attain this level of kedusha. That was the price. Now, v'isal kadaitach, my zevach shem zevach. If you'll tell me that zevach here is not describing a specific carbon. It's a general class. Conceptually, original karbanos are being contrasted with the concept of tmura. How can you say tmura has that milu? And which is found by no other karbanos. No original carbon has that milu. That's chalan b'amum kavua. It's not true. It's absolutely false. V'ikah b'char u'maser. We have two examples of karbanos. B'char masa behema. The chalan. Albamum kavua ve'en yoytzin lechulin legazav li'avid. Rashi brings a psukim where we learn that these two karbanis, b'char masa behema, apply to even a balmum kavua, and they can't be redeemed to be turned into chulin to allow them to be shared and worked with. So the brisa cannot be contrasting tumura to all karbanis. We find some karbanis who have this mila, have this chumra, it's chalan balmum kavua. Elohim Zerach Lektani, apparently the price is not speaking about the concept of original karbonis, because then the equation wouldn't work. Rather, the price is telling us this. There are specific karbonis, whether it's Parkein Kadal or Eilishel Aaron, which have these three chumris, in contrast to the Tzmura in general. The Tzmura in general, which doesn't have these chumris, and conversely, the Tzmura in general has a certain chumra, which doesn't apply to this specific carbon. No, but it's a bit strange. When it comes to the carbon, we have one thing in mind. A specific carbon is being described there, as opposed to tmura, where we're speaking about the concept of tmura, because we can't be speaking about a tmura of this specific pyre iron, because the pyre iron is a chatas. And the tmura of a chatas can never be brought, even during the weekdays. So apparently, tmura here is just the general concept of tmura. And we're contrasting the general concept of tmura to the par are. Oh my, no. Tmura. Why, when it comes to tmura, are you being general, not specific? And when it comes to the carbon, you're being specific. So it's more shame tmura achasi, because all tmurais, they all contain these elements mentioned in the braisa. Doesn't apply but tzibur, it's not deicha shabbos v'tuma, etc., etc. As opposed to zevach, when it comes to karbonis, you can't lump them all together. When you say tmura has a mila, that's chalam b'amum kavua. You can't say, in contrast to all karbanis, it's not true. You can b'char, you can masa. We have two exceptions, b'char and masa, which apply to b'amum kavua as well. So you can't say, tmura in general, contrasts to all karbanis. It doesn't apply to all karbanis. Apparently the b'raisa here is referring to a very specific carbon and contrasting it to the general concept of tmura. Okay, time for brief chazara. We start with akasha. Kengola brings the par and then his mace. How could the second Kohen Gadol continue the Avodah? It's a Chatos Shemeis Baaleo. The answer is, it's a carbon tzibur, it's a carbon shutfin, in which case, there's no halacha of Chatos Shemeis Baaleo. We learned that any carbon that has a set time is Deicha Shabbos V'tumah. We concluded with three chumras that a carbon, well, either it's a carbon Par Kohen Gadol or Ayel Kohen Gadol, has over a tmura. It applies by tzibur, it's Deicha Shabbos V'tumah, and can generate a tmura. There is one chumra that tmura, in concept, has over these karbanis, because over there the kedushas of guf is applied even on a balmum kavua. To kol tov and atzlocha rabbi.